Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the April 11, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we're proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
And hi, I'm Alan Wenzel, and now let's get started on the news that you've been missing. As we mentioned in last week's broadcast, the Stevenson County Board is considering a resolution to declare the county a non-sanctuary county as related to the arrival of migrants and undocumented immigrants. It also urges the Illinois legislature to repeal the 2021 Illinois Trust Act, which generally prohibits local law enforcement from participating in immigration enforcement. Andrew Chesney, Illinois State Senator for the 45th District, which includes Freeport, is the chief sponsor of Illinois Senate Bill 3596 to repeal the Trust Act, and he supports the County Board resolution. Now, he said that we will provide additional information on the impact and the roles that migrants and undocumented immigrants play in our region, and we plan to do so. However, for the moment, we wanted to remind you that this resolution is still scheduled for a vote next Thursday at the Stevenson County Board meeting so that you have time to contact County Board Representative if you have questions or comments. Now, we've also included a link in the show notes listing all of the current board members and their contact information.
And here's another update about our laws. Last year, the Illinois State Legislature enacted a new law effective January 1, 2024, prohibiting zooming while driving a motor vehicle. So, what's zooming? The law makes it illegal for drivers to attend meetings via video while operating their vehicles. Though hands-free technology has allowed phone calls to become common in the car, the state of Illinois has made it clear that video conferencing, or zooming, is unacceptable and dangerous. On average, distracted driving kills more than 3,000 people nationwide each year. That's about 8 fatalities per day, according to the National Safety Council. And according to Illinois State Police, more than 7,000 citations and 10,000 warnings for distracted driving were issued in 2022. So, hands-free, audio-only calls are still acceptable, but no zooming while driving.
Now for a health-related story. In February of this year, the Endocrine Society issued its latest report on the health effects of exposures to endocrine-disrupting chemicals. The Endocrine Society, founded over 100 years ago, is the preeminent scientific organization in the world devoted to research on hormones and their effects on the human body. Endocrine-disrupting chemicals, sometimes referred to as EDCs, are individual substances or mixtures that can interfere with our natural hormone functioning, and it can lead to death or disease. EDCs in the environment may contribute to disorders such as diabetes, neurological disorders, reproductive disorders, inflammation, and compromised immune functioning. Products that contain EDCs include furniture, toys and children's products, food packaging, water and soft drink bottles, cosmetics, insecticides, and many others. Now, this recent report states that EDC exposures can be harmful at any age, but they may be most harmful when people are exposed during sensitive developmental periods, such as during fetal development, infancy, childhood, adolescence, and pregnancies. Here's one of the simplest ways to control EDCs entering into our bodies, and that is to reduce our exposure to plastics as much as possible. For example, do not consume food or liquids that have been heated or served hot in plastic containers, such as styrofoam cups and takeout containers, or frozen, microwavable, ready-to-eat meals packed in plastic containers. If you're interested in receiving more information, FreePod has a list of the products that have tested positive for EDCs on our website, as well as infographic details on how you can avoid EDCs.
And on a slightly more upbeat note, if you like bowling and want to support pediatric therapy at FHN, mark your calendar for Thursday, April 25, for a great evening of bowling fun with your friends and family. April 25th is the date of the annual FHN Striking for Success bowling event, and Rolling Through the Decades is this year's theme. Funds raised by the event will support renovations for pediatric therapy, including new equipment and storage space. It all begins at 5 p.m. April 25 at Four Seasons on West Galena in Freeport. The first ball will be rolled at 6. All teams will enjoy bowling, pizzas, and a silent auction. And one item we know that's up for auction is a ladies' Harley-Davidson leather jacket. To enter, you just need a team of 6 bowlers, and each team member needs to raise or donate $50 as an entry fee. Individuals who raise $100 or more will receive a Striking Success for Children t-shirt, and individuals raising $250 or more will get the t-shirt and a similar hooded sweatshirt. Rolling Through the Decades teams are invited to dress up, representing their team's chosen decade, such as the Roaring Twenties or the Rocking Fifties or whatever other creative decade theme your team develops. To register your team and download pledge forms in support of pediatric therapy at FHN, head to fhn.org/strikingsuccess or contact the FHN Foundation.
March was Women's History Month, and the Greater Freeport Partnership promoted Sheroes, who were nominated by Women Who Live and Work in Stevenson County. The Sheroes celebrated on the partnership's website include Dorothy Chapman, a case supervisor of Healthcare Plus, Dr. Rocio DeCastillo, Assistant Superintendent for Bilingual Education in Freeport School District 145. The list also includes Liz Gerber, Vice President and Chief Student Services Officer at Highland Community College. Ashley Huffines, Executive Director of the Freeport Library, made the list, as did Chris Kaburski, President of Highland Community College. Haley Kurtz, English teacher and yearbook advisor at Freeport School District 145, is recognized as a Shero, as is Jane West, Human Resources Manager at Hispanic Cheesemakers Nuestro Queso. And finally, on the list of Sheroes for Stevenson County, Nikita Woods, co-owner of Woods Garage Automotive in Freeport. Now, you can read all about these women leaders at the Greater Freeport Partnership website at www.greaterfreeport.com. Congratulations to all those deserving Sheroes of Stevenson County.
Okay, now a change of pace. Take a look around after dinner tonight. Are you interested in turning your food waste into fertile soil instead of putting it back into the landfill? Local households in Freeport have the opportunity to join a project aimed at reducing food waste while having a positive effect on the environment. Freeport Community Composting has seen remarkable success in its first 2 years. It was launched in the summer of 2022 through a collaboration between Freeport High School, the Environmental Study Group, and is supported now by the Foundation for Northwest Illinois, the Northwest Illinois Audubon Society, and the U of I Extension. In its first year, the composting initiative collected 2 tons of food waste and yielded over 1,000 gallons of compost for the high school student garden. This nutrient-enriched soil has supported the growth of bountiful produce from the student garden, which uses gardening as a tool to teach job readiness. You can purchase produce from the garden at the Stevenson County Farmers Market in downtown Freeport on Saturday mornings beginning May 11, or at the self-service farm stand behind the Freeport Middle School just off Locust. The garden's produce is also sold through the high school's Community Supported Agriculture Program, or CSA. This year's CSA spring and summer program is almost sold out and brings boxes of fresh produce to your doorstep every other week during the season. As the high school garden project enters its 3rd year, it has doubled its participant households and compost production. To get involved, interested parties can contact Ben Skapur at the school or Deborah Lishway with Audubon and ESG. Their contact information is in the script posted on our website. Plans for the garden and the CSA have already started, so get in touch with them soon.
Lynn, if you're like me, you probably have already noticed a few robins in our yard at this time of the year, and it's always a sure sign that spring is on the way, even if we get a couple of snowstorms in between the sightings. Here's something you might not know. When juncos are gone from your yard, it could very well mean that spring is here to stay. Juncos, which are also called snowbirds, are sparrow-sized birds that are two-tone gray, with a darker gray on the top half of the bird. Now, they tend to migrate to more northern forests in late spring to nest and raise their young, and then they come back to our area in the fall to spend the winter. So, here's a little project for you. Starting now, put a mark on the calendar for every day that you see a junco. As the month progresses, the marks on your calendar should start to decline. And on the last day that you see a junco, that's the day that spring is truly here to stay.
And speaking of birds, would you like to learn more? You can take flight during a class offered through Highland's Lifelong Learning Program on basic birding, which will be from 9 until noon on Saturday, April 27 at the Oakdale Nature Preserve south of town. The class begins with a session in the Mogul Center, where students will learn about common birds that reside in or migrate through Northwest Illinois. Photos and taxidermy specimens will be used to show examples. After the indoor session, participants will travel the 1/3 mile, paved, and accessible trail to see and identify some of the birds at Oakdale. Handouts will be provided, but you should bring a field guide and binoculars if you have them. Binoculars will be provided through the class, though they may need to be shared. The program's instructor will be Highland's Juliet Mottero, who says the class will be held rain or shine. In case of rain, attendees can observe birds from the building's overhang. The April 27 basic birding class costs $15 and is only 2 weeks away, so please register online at the academic section of Highland's website under Lifelong Learners. The exact link, again, is on our website.
For those of you who may be interested in art, you might want to take advantage of the 51st Annual District High School Juried Art Exhibit at Highland Community College. That exhibit will open next Wednesday, April 17th, at the Highland Gallery in the Ferguson Fine Arts Center. Now, the Juried Art Exhibit is designed to recognize the many talented high school artists in Northwest Illinois and to celebrate their visual contributions to the community. According to art instructor and gallery director Robert Apolloni, Highland Gallery has been hosting this Juried High School Art Exhibit for 51 years, serving as a highly successful collaboration between the college and our district high schools. An opening reception and awards presentation will take place on Wednesday, April 17th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Awards will be given at 5:30 p.m. outside the Highland Gallery. Now, the exhibit continues through Wednesday, May 8th, during campus hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and is open and free to the public.
Now, hey, folks, we'd like your help. Here's two ideas. We've been doing FreePod now, weekly, since the beginning of January, and we'd appreciate your feedback. Beginning tomorrow, a short survey will be on our website at freepod.org. Please tell us what you're thinking. What are we doing well? What needs improvement? How can we make this better? How can we better serve our whole community? The short survey has some multiple choice questions and some open places for whatever comments or suggestions you might have. So please take a few minutes to complete the survey on our website beginning tomorrow. Fill it out. Send us your thoughts. We'll give you 2 weeks. We'd like your input by April 26th. And here's a second way that you can help us out. Now that FreePod is available on most major podcast platforms like Amazon, Apple, and iHeart, we could use your help there also. These platforms use an algorithm to place the podcasts that they host, and those with the most positive reviews appear at the top of the platform searches for that name. These reviews also help the platform make suggestions to new listeners about podcasts that they might enjoy. We would like lots of people to have FreePod suggested to them. So to help make that happen, scroll to the bottom of the list of FreePod episodes on whatever platform you're using. There will be a scale asking you to assign a rating to FreePod, usually 1 to 5 stars, with 5 stars being the best. You can also leave comments there. Usually there's no limit on how many times you can provide a rating or leave comments, so you could rate us after listening to every episode. Good reviews will help our placement on these platforms, and we'll appreciate your comments. So there's a couple ways you can help out Team FreePod. Give us your input on our survey at freepod.org before April 26th, and place your ratings and comments on whatever platform you normally get your podcast from. Thanks for your help.
As we close today, we'd like to let everyone in on something very special that's coming your way on next week's FreePod episode. Next week's episode will be hosted by students from the Freeport High School Broadcast Journalism class led by educator Jenna Kleindel. Class reporters have done most of the stories, and the hosts themselves will be the high school students. We're very excited to have been able to partner with the school on this special episode and hope to be able to do so in semesters to come. It'll be a great episode, folks, so be sure to tune it in. Well, with that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. And as we say each week, FreePod, couldn't come to you without the help of many local volunteers and supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, and to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Again, I'm Alan Wenzel, here with
Lynn Fever,
and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thanks for listening, and please don't forget to give us your input on our online survey beginning tomorrow.